how much you owe. The company that has settled more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. can settle your debt too, while you make one low monthly program payment. You now have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. To find out how much you could save, call Freedom Debt Relief. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589.
This is Scott Sherman. I call Night Court the legal affairs show for everyone because each week we analyze the law in a way that is both relevant and accessible. Oh, and we make fun of stuff too.
Night Court, Saturday nights at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, our movie reviewer is on vacation this week, so I put out the call. Does anybody want to review a movie? And a listener answered the call. That listener's name is Blair Connor, and we're going to meet Blair in a moment to find out what movie he wants to review. But first, we have to remind you that he is sponsored by the same sponsor that sponsors Dawn Meadows Dixon, and that is Westport Car Wash. Let me tell you something. Their best car wash is $10. I've had $30 car washes that weren't as good. A lot of soap, that's the key. And as Peon says, it's that good smell and multicolored soap. It's a great car wash, but it's not just one great car wash. It's three. One behind us on Page, just east of Lindbergh. There's one on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. And one on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a big, warm, substitute movie reviewer welcome to Blair Connor.
Yeah.
Hello, Blair.
Hey, Frank. How's it going?
Going great. You don't seem or sound nervous at all.
Well, I'm a good actor, so.
No, I called you earlier, and I thought, this guy is just very, he's okay with this. Good, and that's good. That's a good thing. Most people kind of get freaked out. How's your car? Is your car clean?
It could use a car wash.
Well, guess what? I know you thought there's probably nothing in this for me. You couldn't have been more wrong. We're going to give you, in fact, let's make it a couple of Westport car. No, let's make it three.
Whoa.
Let's make it three Westport car washes. How's that?
No, Frank, I was doing this just for the joy of talking to you.
Well, now you must be elated. So I have no idea what your movie is, whether you loved it or hated it. It's all yours. What do you have for us?
Okay, so I know it's been done over and over again, but I wanted to talk about The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay, because the more of people's thoughts and opinions on it you get, the better informed you are. We'll take it.
So I disagree with what you said about this movie, Frank. I think it was the best Batman movie in this trilogy.
Okay, for those who don't know what I said was, I said the Heath Ledger Dark Knight before this, I just thought was much better.
I agreed with you, yeah.
And Peon agreed, so.
And I didn't.
And Peon and Tina didn't, so you win the date with Tina, I guess.
All right.
All right. So tell for the folks who haven't seen it yet, fill them in.
Well, it's a darker Batman to me. There's a lot of despair in this one. First of all, Bane, great villain. This guy is creepy. He's huge. Although, that mask on his face, I couldn't understand him at some times.
Now, and let me ask you this. What was the reason for the mask? I guess I missed that. Why was he? Because in Silence of the Lambs, I know why they had him, so he couldn't eat people.
He had an injury.
Was it for pain.
Was it an injury?
To breathe, right?
What do you think, Blair? Yeah,
it was. He was injured in that prison, and they said that it helped him keep the pain in from the injuries that he sustained.
I don't get that. It looked painful to wear to me.
That's at the end when Batman was fighting him. He cracked the mask, and Bane was...
He started suffocating or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But I thought that mask made him creepier because I couldn't see his face. I wondered the whole time, what's underneath there?
I'll give you that.
Next, Anne Hathaway, Catwoman. There, I was waiting for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say.
I heard she got some flack for the cat suit, but let me tell you, that cat suit looked pretty good to me.
What flack?
They said that the cat suit, I don't know, it just seemed a little weird, I heard, in pre-production of the movie. When there were stills that came out, I heard on, you know, these fanboys on message boards kind of just saying, oh, that's not very cool, but let me tell you, I'd like to see it in real life, you know what I'm saying?
Well, whoever wrote that had to be gay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, tell us more.
the only thing I didn't like about this movie, Frank, was the ending. I don't want to give anything away, but let's just say that it went full circle, which I liked, but yet it was a little neat. Things kind of were wrapped up in a tidy bow for you, and I didn't like that. I thought it should be the ending. I don't want to give too much away, but I wanted it to be darker. Let's just say that. Yeah. I thought it didn't match the rest of the movie.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you think it was too long?
Okay, so I saw it in the Science Center at the Omnimax, and that screen was huge, but I had my neck bent the entire time. So that was pretty uncomfortable. So in that situation, it was a little long. But it didn't really feel like it was 2 hours and 45 minutes. Okay. I enjoyed the whole time. So.
I agree.
Now, once again, Tina's right with you. So, Blair, ARD's 1 to 4, 4 being, as good as it gets. What do you give it?
You know what? I'm going to give it 3.5 ARDs.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty. Here they come right here.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
I got to tell you something. You did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, I think we have our permanent part-time movie review replacement person. In the form of Blair Connors.
Permanent part-time?
Yeah, permanent part-time. So if we put out the call again, we hope you'll answer the call. You did a good job. And I want you to hang on because Dan is going to get some info. We're going to get you 3 Westport car washes. How's that?
I appreciate it.
All right, Blair, thank you very much.
AM and the PM.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Blair Connor, everybody.
Yeah.
Almost lost him. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Dan, call him back, Dan. I kicked the wrong button.
Okay.
Blair Connor. Brought to you, as Dawn always is, by Westport Car Wash on Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. And I just spoke with Dan Dolan a little earlier. And business is good at Westport Car Wash. And we thank all of you for that. It should be good. When you have a good place, you do things right, your business should be good. All right, we have a little time, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to throw some phone numbers out. You folks are welcome to call. We'll talk about anything you want. Olympics, or whatever else is going on in the world. We got this huge crash up in Litchfield. We were the, if you listened a while ago, the lead story on the ABC national news was the bus crash.
And I did hear it was a blown tire that caused it.
Really?
Well, I don't mean for this to sound like I hope it doesn't come off wrong. But good, because had he been texting or something, you're talking a major, major lawsuit. And
there still could be if they found out
that it wasn't
maintenance or the tire company.
And so far, nobody killed, right? But we just saw we have a monitor in here. I mean, there are people laying out all over the ditches, and they're hauling them off on stretchers and stuff. So it made the big network news. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. Anything you want, we're here. Jim, how are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jim.
Hallelujah. I just called to wish Dan a happy birthday because his birthday's Saturday.
Is Dan's birthday Saturday?
Yeah,
it is. Hey, thanks, Jim.
Wow. How old will you be? Tell the truth.
54.
54?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's old.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, thanks for knowing that. I didn't know it.
Thanks, Jim.
We're with him every day. Thank you, Jim.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. There you
go. Share a birthday with Billy Bob and the president.
President Obama's birthday Saturday?
Yeah.
Wow.
President Clinton's birthday's on mine. Isn't that funny?
Dan, feel free to take these other calls anytime. Paul, how are you?
AM and PM.
Thank you, Paul. Hallelujah. What's up?
I've got a question for Tina. Tina, have you ever heard of Greer Springs? Down by 11 Point River?
What springs?
Greer, G-R-E-E-R.
No, I have not.
Put it on your bucket list. It's beautiful.
Okay, where is it again?
What, for kayaking?
You can do kayaks on 11 Point, but Greer Springs is like one of the only private springs in Missouri. It used to be private. The forestry took it over, and it's like going down to like a little spot of heaven on earth.
There's really?
Nothing commercial around it at all.
I tell you what she's very familiar with, Broken Springs. Get it?
Oh.
Bedroom
here. Better than Rusty Springs.
Can you get in and swim in them?
Yeah, I don't think they allow that, but I've seen people do it before. But there's a bunch of different springs, and there's Falling Springs, there's Turner's Mill. Nice neck of the woods to go to.
And how far from St. Louis is this?
I'm saying about 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, really?
So what do? You just go look at it?
You go down and look at it. It's a mushroom oil that comes up and it's just absolutely beautiful. Look it up online. There's a YouTube on it.
Okay.
Greer Springs.
Fishing? Any good fishing?
Oh, it's great. It's great smallmouth, and there's trout down there. It's the only natural trout stream around the 11 Point River.
And it's Greer, like G-R-E-E-R? Is that what we're hearing?
That's correct. They had a mill on it. It was from a captain from the Confederate Army down there. Used to own it. They don't talk about it on YouTube.
Okay, Paul, thanks, we appreciate Paul. It. Thank you.
It's my pleasure to talk with you, Frank. All the very best.
You too. It's the greatest
mushroom oil. I've never heard of mushroom oil.
In the world.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Here, let me show Tina something that looks kind of like a mushroom.
Oh, my goodness.
Got a fun guy.
I am a fun guy. You're right. Juan. Hello, Juan.
Hey, Frank, gang.
Hi, Juan.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, I wanted to update you on a story that you were talking about yesterday. The guy that peed on the girl at the bar?
Yes, for those who don't know, he was at a bar. He put his arm around her, and she pushed his arm away and said, "Really?" And then he peed on her.
Well, that was in Longmont, Colorado.
Okay.
And it was really just a misunderstanding. When he put his arm around her, he said, "You know, from a distance, you looked like a 10, but now I can see
you're an 8. I can see it coming a mile away. A mile away.
God, we'll be here all week.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you, Juan.
That was funny.
There's a song and a joke that about the urinate thing. Uh-huh. Here's Jim, everybody. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, I have one comment on grammar and two questions about volleyball.
Well, we know everything about volleyball and everything about grammar. Go
ahead. Well, earlier when you were talking about the gymnasts,
mm-hmm.
and you had said, if my great-great-great-great-grandfather, if he were mm-hmm. black or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I think it should have been if he was.
No, it's if he were. It's if he were.
Sure?
I'm absolutely positive. And that's one of those things that few people know, but correctly, you'd call any English teacher, if he were black is correct.
Well,
I know it doesn't sound right, but it is right.
Well,
and if I'm wrong, I invite any English teacher, anybody who's a grammatical expert, but don't call unless you really know what you're talking about in your English teacher.
Okay, I thought I was really up to date on all my auxiliary verbs and how to use them, but I guess I stand corrected.
And again, if I'm wrong, I want to know about it because my mission in life is to have the best grammar I can have, and that's one of those things that I remember from school because, like you, I questioned the teacher and I said, "Wait a minute, wouldn't it be I was?" And I remember, "No, no, no," and then she went into the explanation, which it's sort of like when you get into that dangling participle stuff.
Right.
I don't remember the terminology, but I remember that I was wrong and she was right. And the other one that's changed is you used to have to say each person has his own identity. Okay. Well, they changed it because, you know, the equality thing. So rather than say each person has his or her, now it's acceptable to say each person has their own identity. You can use they now.
I stand corrected. Now, can I ask my questions about volleyball?
Sure. Like we'll know anything. Go ahead.
Frank, or I don't know, Pian or Dan might know. Are there different rules, first of all, regarding how they have the beach volleyball? There's, you know, they just have two people playing on each side. Okay. In the women's, I watched that earlier today, the women's playing.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, in tennis, you know, like, well, you're familiar with tennis, how you got a game, and that's called a set, and then set, and that's called a match.
Right.
In this volleyball, they call each game a set.
And I don't know one thing about volleyball.
Well, they say every time the game's over, they say, "Oh, this is going to be the set point," or whatever. They have a point structure of 21 to win the game.
Right.
Okay,
they played two games, and it was, I think it was 21-19, the USA won, and vice versa. 19-21, the US lost. They go to the third game, and I noticed this the other night, that they don't go to the 21st point. They go to like 15 or 16 points to win it.
Yeah, they've done that for a long time on the third game. It's like if each team wins a game, then
how
the
weird
game.
Is that though?
Yeah, but they do. It's like a mini game.
At least in tennis, the third game in tennis, it's the same. You know, you got to win to 7 by 2 or 6 by 2.
Yeah, you got to win by 2 points.
Exactly.
Well, the other thing is, And then the men's, I saw, I'm not sure if that was beach volleyball or the regular five or six man team thing, but they were playing 25 point games.
So the men's scoring is different than the women's.
Well, that's my question. I just didn't understand all that.
Well,
why there was such a difference.
Are you sure that wasn't a deal where you had to win by two? Was the other team 1 point behind them?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, volleyball, you have to win.
The only thing I can think of is maybe they make the scoring different in tennis. In the most of the big tournaments, the men have to play.
Three or five. Yeah,
exactly. Where the women can get away with two. So, we don't know, and we're never reluctant to say we absolutely don't know anything about a lot of things, actually. But somebody will call with an explanation, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, thanks for the information,
Jim. Thank you for the call.
All right.
There goes Jim. Here comes Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, everybody. I'm AM and a PM.
Dan, everybody. Hallelujah. What's up?
Frank, I got two things here, boy. Ian, your last name, Geist, that means ghost in German, am I correct?
I have no idea.
Ghost, like I saw a ghost?
Like a poltergeist?
Yes, exactly. I believe that's what it is, and I was just wondering if that's really what it meant, or and if you really knew at the time if you actually seen dead people.
Well, Geist, it's
there's
with
no
that
T.
With a T. Mine is with a Z on the end.
Oh, yeah. Yours is Geist.
Geis, yeah. Yes.
G-E-I-S-Z, right?
Yes.
Which I think in German means homosexual.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Hey, Frank, the other reason I was calling, I was coming into the other room the other day. My Wi-Fi was on the Internet looking at fetishes that people have.
Mm-hmm.
And she had this one that she was looking at. This guy has a fetish, and this is for real, that he has to sleep with party balloons.
Oh, I've seen that guy.
All time.
Well, that's
and this is for real. And I said to her, I said, could you imagine, you know, if he just got a little prick there, what would happen to his love life there with the balloon?
See what he did there?
Yeah.
See what he did?
Yeah.
He worked in a word that
burst
otherwise.
His bubble.
Yeah. Is this a sex? Because fetish to me usually means a sexual thing. Is there something arousing about the balloon?
I think so. I didn't ask her all that, but she said that this is a fetish that he has to have. He does not sleep with any women at night with the balloons and everything. It's just him and this party balloon.
Yeah, well, he has to be one of one in the world that has that
fetish. Probably more.
Be careful. Yeah.
They had this other guy on there. He had to, every night when he came home from work before he took a shower, he had to put ketchup and mustard on his arm and made it look like a hot dog and licked it off.
Well, that's called crazy. That's just called being crazy.
I mean, it was all kinds of crazy stuff on there, she said. So, but however, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, he did a good job of dodging both of them.
Hey, indoor volleyball, they play to 25. Out beach volleyball, they play to 21. And then they have a thing called rally scoring. It used to be where you could only score a point when you served.
Right.
Now you score a point no matter what, no matter who's serving.
So 25 indoor, whether it's men or women.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can work another one in here. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, guys, AM and the PM.
Well, thanks. Hallelujah.
Got a couple questions here. See if you guys think I'm nuts or not. Love the Olympics. Been watching them for years. And I love Costas. But is there something going on with him? His hair's not gray.
No. We talked about
this.
We
didn't talk about that?
No,
plastic surgery going on?
I'm glad to know that you noticed exactly what we noticed. And I like Bob Costas. He's a brilliant guy. But, Bob, you're 60 years old. Or
age
what,
gracefully. Yeah.
Let some gray come in, and you're right about the eyes and the Botox
stretch,
thing. He looks like he can't quite close his eyes.
Right.
And, no, you're not the only one that noticed it, but you can't ever take away from him that he's a genius.
No, absolutely. He's great.
But
he's
it takes
great.
Away. It does take away.
That hair is too dark.
Yeah, because all you're so concentrating on is what he looks like.
And knowing him all the years, you wouldn't think he would be one to do stuff.
Exactly.
Like
and here's one other suggestion.
Like just to age the way he's going to age, and I think it just brings on a whole much better appearance for him.
Yeah, and I have one other suggestion. Get some sun.
Ooh, these real people, pasty.
These pasty pale.
Well, I wonder if it's the makeup they put on.
Nah, yeah. I think he's just he's kind of pasty, pale.
Yeah.
But
and the other thing is, again, like I said, I've been watching Olympics. Love watching with the family and everything. And it maybe it's just a network thing, is whatever. But you know, there's so many different odd sports, if you will, or just other cool sports that we never get to see on regular television.
Right.
And every night it's, and I love the swimming, the gymnastics and all that, but you would think that they'd kind of throw in this kayaking or this table tennis or the oddball sports that no one ever sees, no one knows how it's done. And
I got to tell you, the one that I have never seen covered, and maybe it's because it's on in the middle of the night, I've never seen them in any kind of prime time cover the rifle competition, the shooting competition.
Rifle,
I'd love
rifle,
to see that.
Archery,
because,
you know, all that kind of stuff. It's kind of like, to me, it would be like it would bring in more people's attention and more people watching if they threw in some oddball ones and said, here's what's going on and here's what's coming up and everything, but I can't ever see it.
Yeah, they always show those in the morning.
But you know why? If you think about it visually, it's a much duller thing to watch.
Right.
Because here,
yes.
As opposed to flipping and jumping and twirling and landing. You know, when you're shooting a bow and arrow or a rifle, it's kind
of
slow.
I saw some of the archery, though, and it was exciting to watch. It was fun. Yeah. I don't know why they save all the
I think
gymnastics
they want
and swimming.
The one that the most people watch.
Right.
But if you had to pick one thing that's the most exciting to watch, it has to be gymnastics.
Or swimming. Yeah.
No, I don't think it's even close. I think gymnastics, by far, is the most exciting to watch.
Yeah.
Swimming might be next. Appreciate the call, Mark.
Thank you, guys. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
But right now they have that team handball on, and that's
yeah,
fun.
That
that's
bizarre.
Fun watching that, too. It looks like a basketball court.
Uh-huh.
Tennis was on today, too. Now, well, hey, am I nuts, or wasn't there a time when you couldn't be in the Olympics if you were a professional?
That
wasn't that long ago.
Right. No.
And now to see Roger Federer and John Isner playing tennis, it's just like,
thanks,
what?
Oh, Federer? And then look at the basketball. Look at the basketball.
Kobe Bryant,
dominates.
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
I don't know. I kind of think I'd like to go back to the you can't be a pro.
Yeah,
give
we
the
too.
Amateurs a chance.
And what happened to baseball? Why did they take baseball out of the Olympics?
I don't know, but I have to tell you, basketball and baseball, to me, there's no football Olympics, right?
No.
So I'm fine if they don't have those.
Right, because we get enough of that all the
other
time of the year.
Exactly. We don't get to see swimming all the time. We get to see baseball, basketball, football.
Yeah.
We don't see bicycling. We don't see gymnastics except during the Olympics. All right, once again, as you can tell, we know everything. We know everything about everything. I do know this. I know that if you are tired of your kitchen or your bathroom, or let's make it plural, bathrooms, and that's what's dating your house. That's what makes your house look older than it should look. I have a name for you, Thompson Price. It's the name of a business, and it's the name of a man. There is a man named Thompson Price, and he and the people that he has put together that are his team of people don't do anything halfway. They will not settle for second best. If they come in and they completely remodel your kitchen or your bathroom, you're not just going to love it the day it's finished or for a year or for two. For years and years and years, you're going to look at it and go, this was a smart decision. This was money well spent. Because, let's face it, it's not inexpensive. You do anything right, it's going to cost some money. I don't even mind telling. I'll tell you what we spent on our kitchen 18 years ago, $50,000. And let me tell you something. When I got the amount and they said, here's what it'll cost to do this, and this, I almost had a heart attack. I thought, well, you're going to be kidding me. 18 years later, it was absolutely worth the money. We have never had a cabinet hinge go bad. You know, when you put crap in, then stuff's going to happen. But when you put good quality cabinets and appliances in, it actually doesn't become expensive at all. It's just the opposite. Because while a lot of people 10 years later would have had to redo, replace, pull out, we didn't have to do that. That stuff, every bit of that work has been solid for 18 years. Everything has held up. I was thinking about a refrigerator last night. That refrigerator was put in when Thompson Price did the kitchen 18 years ago. Now, granted, they didn't build the refrigerator, but he and his people told us what refrigerator we should go with. And I mentioned the name Sub-Zero, and he said, no. He said, Sub-Zero is one of those brands where the people who want to show off say, oh, we got a Sub-Zero. He said, there are refrigerators on the market for less money that are as good or better refrigerated. Great advice. Our refrigerator just keeps on purring. It was money well spent, and that's what you're going to find, too. Thompson Price, not associated with any other kitchen and bath company. Showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 in the shopping center with TJ Maxx, right next to McAllister's Deli. And here's the website, and I hope you'll go check it out, thompsonprice.com.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland and Airborne traffic. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got an accident in North County. It's on McDonald at Fifi. Eastbound 270 is running slow now between Little East of McDonald through New Flores. And southbound 270 is stop and go from 4064 down through Doherty Ferry. And, of course, we're trying to head up that way now. Not quite sure we're going to make it towards the Litchfield area to check out where that megabus slammed into the concrete pillar. But Highway 55 is shut down in both directions, and the outer service road is going to be Old Route 66, and that's where they're diverting traffic right now. This traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm Save the Tax Sale. Save up to 67% on the best brands, plus they'll pay the tax and get 0% financing for 4 years, only at Mattress Firm. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Bomarito Automotive Group and GFI Digital are pleased to announce the 8th annual CBC Alumni Open Golf Event Monday, August 27th, benefiting CBC Scholarship and Financial Aid Programs. Play at three of St. Louis's most prestigious golf courses as we continue to enable CBC High School to make education accessible to as many young adults as possible. Be a part of this unforgettable event. Contact Ann Simpson, rcbcalumniopen.com for a sponsorship package today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Hey there, hotshot. You got any jokes?
Sure. I got something that'll knock your socks off. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Big screen TVs.
Big screen TVs who?
Lots of big screen TVs at O'Kelly's at the ballpark. Okay, here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Pool, darts, and golden tea.
Pool, darts, and golden tea who?
There's pool, darts, and golden tea at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Try again.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Live music.
Live music who?
There's live music.
As opposed to dead music?
Funny line.
Funnier than yours so far.
Okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah. There's live music at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Is that it? So far, the only thing that impresses me is O'Kelly's at the ballpark. Your humor, not so much.
Hot bartenders and great times await you at O'Kelly's at the ballpark with happy hour 7 days a week and all day Monday. 756 South 4th Street, just two blocks from the stadium.
Last chance, funny guy. Make it count.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You and me, sipping drinks at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Now, that's funny. And you succeeded in knocking my socks off. See? No socks. Now buy me a drink.
Gladly.
Saliga Shoes is the leader in healthful, natural comfort footwear for the sophisticated set. Decades of experience, great skill, and expertise make Saliga the right choice for all your footwear needs. Saliga offers the largest selection of shoes for men and women in brands that look great and feel even better, like Dansko, New Balance, Merrell, Echo, and Finn Comfort. Handmade shoes with the finest and highest quality materials, cushioning, and durability. Saliga invites you to check out their extensive collection of comfortable and fashionable footwear. Take advantage of the tax-free holiday weekend, August 3rd through the 5th, and select all your fall fashions. And while you're at it, try some of the finest walking shoes on earth for those who want to stay healthy and walk pain-free. August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, take your first steps toward a better life today. Tax-free. Saliga Shoes, 2530 South Brentwood, a mile south of 4064, or call 961-0110. That's 961-0110.
Saliga Shoes, we make the sidewalk soft.
Guys, want to play more golf, hunt or fish more often, or maybe get together with the guys to play cards more often? I'm Jerry the Jeweler, and at Don Hennifer Jewelers, we have just the right gift for your significant other. Bribe her with a piece of fine jewelry, and maybe you'll be on the course tomorrow.
Or
Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant.
Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant, 314-921-3001. Online at DonHenniferJewelers.com.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Let's dance, St. Louis. Palabolas is coming. Season tickets are on sale for all shows, including the ever-popular Palabolas. Click dancestlouis.org.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Billy Preston.
Yeah!
I know my music.
If you wanna be with me.
In 29 days, August 31st, that's a Friday, 8 o'clock in the morning, if you wanna be with me. I will have a thallium stress test. And what that is they pump a bunch of dye in your arteries, and they put you on a treadmill, and they try to kill you. And that really is what it is, because if you've ever had a real cardio, the real deal stress test with the dye in your veins. And I think what they do is just at the point where they see you are about to flatline and die, then they slow it down and take you off. And that's what I have scheduled for the 31st. Now, listen to what I'm about to tell you, and you tell me if you don't think there's a case here for attempted murder. My wife knows that I have this test coming up, and she knows I dread it. And she knows that I played tennis this morning. I played 2 days ago. I'm going to try to play 3-4 times a week just to get my heart rate up and kind of build up for this thing that I dread so much. I hate it. I hate it because I'm in horrible shape. It almost kills me. Now, she knows that I'm trying not to eat. You know, I'm always going to eat crap, but not maybe as much. She comes home yesterday. She got home first. And I walked in the house after this show, and I walk in, and sitting out on the counter. Now, keep in mind, this is a woman who has stocked our pantry with jugs and jugs of protein powder, and we have gluten-free this and antioxidant that and this horrible yogurt. She eats hummus. She is a fanatic about health, being in shape. The last thing that she would normally do is bring home a fresh-made peach pie from Annie Gunn's Smokehouse. But that's what's sitting on the counter. And it's uncovered.
Who's it for? Was it supposed to be for her?
Attempted murder. Oh. She knows, and a brand-new jug of cold milk. Now, she knows that. And it would be like if a drug addict came home and he's trying to kick drugs, and your wife has laid out a a silver platter of heroin and cocaine. Welcome home. So she knows that I'm going to eat this peach pie, that I can't not eat it, knowing that it's the last thing I need to be doing. Is that not like attempted murder?
Did you wait until like 2 o'clock in the morning to eat it again? Or did you eat it in front of her?
Oh, I ate some of it in front of her. And then I got up, and while she was watching TV, I ran in and ate some more. And then I ate some more this morning, and then I ate some before I left.
Is it gone yet?
It's half gone. The pie's half gone. Now, she had one little tiny piece. How is that not like attempted murder? Because there's only one reason she did it. Mm-hmm. She wants me to not make it through the stress test and die. And I'm convinced.
Clog them up.
Yeah. Here, eat this, and your arteries will clog, and then you'll die, and I'll get everything. That's exactly what I think happened. Just a quick note here, and then we'll take a couple of calls. We have a lady here named Victoria Babu. Victoria Babu is our news director, and she's a really nice person. I like her a lot. If you ever have a chance to talk with Victoria Babu, you won't get to talk. I've never
That's hard for you to get on the phone with somebody and have them.
I usually dominate.
Yeah.
I've never talked to anybody in my life who talks as much as Victoria Babu. And she's one of these, and I love her. Not in that way. Okay, in that way. but she's one of those people that every sentence that you start, she finishes it for you. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, go ahead, tell me anything. Last night
I was going to make this.
Oh, I bet you made something new that you hadn't made before.
Yeah.
Well, what was it? Tell me about it.
Oh, I got this pizza, and then
you made homemade pizza?
Yeah.
With eggs.
Yes.
Where'd you get the crust?
I bought it in the storage.
Oh, is it one of those pre-done, kind of pre-baked crust? That's Victoria. Okay. You do not finish a sentence with her. And I just thought that for anybody who in the future is going to be encountering Victoria Babu, be prepared to not need more than 3 or 4 words of every sentence, because she'll finish it for you. But I love her, and she's fun to be around. Take a couple quick calls here, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. This would be Jeff. Jeff, how are you?
Hi, Frank, AM and PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. That past caller that called about the Leavenpoint River, we need to cut his tongue out. He broke the code. You're not supposed to tell anyone about that river.
Oh, that's one of those places you don't want other people to know about.
Yeah, matter of fact, me and my wife and another couple are going later this month. If Karen wants to go with us, you can give her our number.
Who?
Who's Karen?
Oh, I'm sorry, not Karen.
My goodness.
Take any one of your cohorts.
Any one of them.
Can you name any of us?
Wait, how about...
Yeah, do you know anybody that works here?
Frank would be fun.
I would not be fun.
Put you in a canoe. Actually, you float up to it. You can go up to the spring. It's really nice. It's the second largest spring in the state of Missouri.
And he said it was Greer Springs, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So which direction is it?
Toward south.
Near Jack's Fork or something?
Way past that.
Wow. It's still in Missouri, though.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll edit out the part of the show where he told everybody about it.
Please do. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Bye.
This is Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Frank. Way to go, man. Now you got two women that are going to want to kill you.
Well, who's the other one?
Well, Victoria. You just dissed her on the radio.
No, I didn't diss her. I love her. I said I like her. I think
you love her. I don't. Are you sure the feeling's mutual?
Yeah, I think it is. I think she's hot for me.
If she brings you a peach pie tomorrow, you're going to know better.
Now, then you're right. Then I got two women who want to kill me.
Yeah, Victoria does.
See ya.
Thank you, Jim. There goes Jim. Now, I like Victoria a lot. And her husband's a nice guy, too. She's just, I know two people. I have a good friend like that, the Rat, Ronnie the Rat Rodenmeyer. He will never let you finish a sentence. If I call him and go, Rat, how you doing? He'll go, great. And I'll go, so listen, did you get, got moved in? Yeah, got moved in. And how do you, your new house, does it have a nice boat? It's got a great boat, Doc. And I mean, he takes it and runs with it. He just, you know, that's what he does. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Frank, AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You're talking about people finishing sentences for you. Another type of thing that kind of, like, really bothers me is you'll ask, and it seems like it's more women than men. They'll ask you a question, you start to answer, then they'll turn around. Before you finish answering, they'll ask you 2 or 3 more questions, which means the first 2 or 3 questions that they ask really doesn't matter to them. But they do this all the time. It's like, I just hate talk. I just shut up and I'll ask them, which question do you want me to answer first?
Yeah, I used to work with a woman, and Dan, you'll play the part of me, all right?
Okay.
And here's what this woman did. No matter what you said, before you finished it, she, mm-hmm, uh-huh, mm-hmm. So go ahead, Dan, just start talking to me.
Well, I was out with a bunch of friends last night. And went on a couple drinks.
That's what she did. And it just drove me nuts.
Yeah. Yes. I used to work with somebody that did what I was saying, and it's like I flat out asked her, I go, do you want me to ask the first question, the third question, which one? She got mad, but she quit asking questions like that. And it's like, just if your question isn't important to you, don't ask it.
Isn't it interesting that everybody else is irritating Dan except us?
Yeah.
Exactly. Actually, you guys are great, and I enjoy the show, and pretty sophomoric at times, but I like it.
No, it's not pretty sophomoric. It's very sophomoric.
Oh, okay. You're right.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. Yeah.
Well, I was wrong once today, so.
Okay. Yeah. You're allowed that. Thank you.
We're trying to achieve sophomoric. Yeah, we're not even that high.
We don't pretend to be any kind of intellectuals here. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Let's see. What can I'm trying to think of something to tell you I haven't told you about them before. I don't know a lot about their. Well, you know what? I know a little bit more about Mark Reardon than I do Jason, about him and his personal life. I know that Mark, like myself, really likes cars and guns, and he and I have that in common. In fact, Mark Reardon has actually introduced me to a couple of products on the market, firearms related things that I didn't even know about, and end result was that I ended up going to Pistols Plus and having them order it for me and picking them up. So thank you, Mark, for that. But what a lot of people are more grateful to Mark and Jason for is the way they have steered them and guided them through this investment maze and this confusing thing called investing. It's not something anybody can do. Anybody can actually do it, but not do it well. Great example. Who would have thought, for Facebook, they just came out again today and said that the people who bought Facebook stock have now lost, the initial investors have now lost 45% of their money.
Yeah. In the state of California or something?
Oh, my goodness.
Expecting hundreds of millions of dollars or something?
And I don't know what that means. I guess the state actually invested in Facebook. I don't know. But that's a good example. Now, Mark and Jason, they're not mind readers. They couldn't have told you that Facebook was not going to do well. And I'm sure maybe they had clients who insisted, buy me some Facebook. Oh, okay, they'll help you get that done. My point is this. They know more about it than we do. They don't know everything. You can't possibly. You'd have to be a mind reader. But they study this stuff. And if you're a conservative or if you're a risk taker, there are different products for those two sets of people. They also don't make promises they know they can't keep because they can't predict. But what they can do is give you all the options and then give you their suggestions based on what you have, what you're going to need, how old you are, how many people are in your family, what kind of job do you have, how secure is that job, on and on. There are lots of things. They're going to ask you a lot of questions. They have to do what they do right. So if you have $25,000 or more, and you want to get somebody else's opinion about how that might be best invested, then go to this website where you will find the phone number and everything else you need to connect with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker at Stifel Nicolaus. The website, you've heard it 100,000 times here, maybe not quite, but close, markandjason.com.
Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine Airborne traffic. Tim?
Hey, I loved what you were saying about Victoria Babu. Now, picture this. Victoria Babu, Joe Hipperson in the same room. When
Oh, boy. That would be something to hear. And I like them both.
I know. They're great. But, boy, you get them both rolling on something, and we would not even have to talk.
She can talk, buddy.
You bet. All right, we tried making it up to Litchfield. We got about as far as Mount Olive, which is about 8 or 9 miles from Litchfield, and then that accident is about 6 miles further than that. You've got right now about a 13-mile jam up on northbound 55. Now, you can get off at the exit 42, which is old Route 66. That'll save a lot of time, and that's in Mount Olive. You get off on there, follow old Route 66 around Litchfield, and you can beat this traffic jam. But right now, both north and southbound 55 are shut down in the Litchfield area, but we couldn't get through there because there's some bad lightning storms around. Now, you've got southbound 270 that stop and go from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Also, eastbound 270 is same thing. Stop and go a little bit east of McDonald through New Flores. And westbound 64, normal slowdown between Hampton and Causland, 270 and Mason. Clarkson after the Boone Bridge, some slow pockets there. And this traffic report is brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited Midsize Sedan. Elegance, performance, technology. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
LP SmartSide Trim and Siding is your durable, beautiful choice for replacing storm-damaged siding. Find an LP Build Smart preferred remodeler at SmartSideNow.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
I'm great. Well, Tom Cruise took his daughter to Disney World this week. Paparazzi said it didn't seem like he was having much fun. He wanted to go on the rides, but they had that sign that you have to be this tall.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I will not apologize for who I am.
Yeah, we know, Tom.
And President Obama told a crowd on the campaign trail that Americans need somebody who will wake up every single day and fight for their jobs. And he said, but until we find that guy, please vote for me. And the Olympic Committee has kicked out several badminton players for intentionally losing their game.
Yeah.
They weren't real sly about it either. Did you see it? The whole game, they were sitting on a futon.
Whoa.
What happened?
Nothing. Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling, Bill.
And finally.
Exit stage left.
Jeez Louise. Well, a couple in Indiana says a deer got into their house and filled up their bathtub with water. I don't know if that's true or not. They also said the deer lit some candles and put on a Barry White CD.
Oh, dear.
What happened?
Well, Bill, thank you.
I hate you guys. Have I told you that? All of you.
Bill
Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
He wouldn't want us to fake laughter,
no,
right?
No, we'll never be accused of faking laughter. Hey, we all have those days. We have one almost every day. Don't go away. 5 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC.